hear the word of the Lord in the second book of Kings, part of chapter 6. And the king of Syria was fighting against Israel. And he took counsel with his servants, saying, "At such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass that place, for there the Syrians have sat down." And the king of Israel sent to the place of which the man of God had spoken to him and warned him of, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. And the heart of the king of Syria was stormy over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not tell me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "No, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words which thou speakest in thy bedroom." And he said, "Go and see where he is, and I will send and take him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." And he sent their horses and chariots and a heavy army. And they came by night and closed round the city. And the servant of the man of God had risen early. And he went forth, and behold, an army was surrounding the city, both horse and chariot. And his young man said to Elisha, "Alas, my lord, what shall we do?" And he said, "Fear not, for they who are with us are more than they who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Yehovah, open his eyes, I pray, that he may see." And Yehovah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine, from the work Heaven and Hell, on the employments of angels in heaven. There are some societies who defend the newly arrived spirits who have just come from the world from infestations by evil spirits. There are some who care for the spirits who are in the lower earth, also some who care for spirits who are in the hells and restrain them from tormenting each other beyond prescribed limits. And there are some who care for those who are being raised from the dead. In general, angels from each society are sent to men to watch over them and to lead them away from evil affections and consequent thoughts and to inspire them with good affections so far as they will receive them in freedom. And by means of these affections, they also direct the deeds or works of men by removing, as far as possible, evil intentions. But all these employments of angels are employments of the Lord through the angels, for the angels perform them from the Lord and not from themselves. For this reason, in the word, in its internal sense, angels mean not angels, but something belonging to the Lord. And for the same reason, angels are called gods in the word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.